name is Leticia, like she said, and I'm all the way here from LA County to present the influenza vaccination demonstration project targeting underserved populations. This is an innovative, collaborative, grant-funded project, which I hope you'll find interesting. Our learning objectives were to identify two high-risk groups that have traditionally been underserved with influenza vaccination, two barriers to access to influenza vaccination for women of childbearing age and their children, to identify two methods to improve access to influenza vaccine to these high-risk groups, and to describe the utilization of the public health nursing practice model in the implementation of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, the Women, Infant, and Children Influenza Vaccination Project. In 2002, pregnant women and children aged 24 to 59 months of age were added to the high-risk groups for influenza vaccine. According to the literature review, only 12% of pregnant women are being immunized, and vaccination coverage among children between 6 to 23 months was only 48.4%. In November 2006, we submitted a proposal to the National Association of City and County Health Officials, or NACHO, for a project partnering SPA3 and WIC to immunize our pregnant women, women of childbearing age, and children between the ages of 6 to 59 months of age. In December 2006, we received a grant for the amount of $8,000 to support this project. This was to be done away from the traditional settings and reaching under-immunized populations traditionally, as well as beyond the traditional months of October through December. So the planning and implementation of a 40-week project was initiated mid-December 2006. Since we already had established relationships with WIC, we took this as an opportunity to further enhance those relationships with at the administrative level with WIC, and an MOU was modified and signed. The dates and times for these clinics were established at 6 of the selected WIC sites, and 5 influenza clinics were scheduled at each one of these sites, so that by the time we completed the project, we would have done 30 outreach clinics. Job action sheets and clinic materials were provided to the PHN staff, and the marketing and outreach campaign was initiated. The clinic flow was as follows. The PHN went to each one of the sites, and when she approached the client, a pretest was initially administered. This followed a brief educational session, which followed the actual administration of the vaccine once the consent was signed, followed by a post-test, and at the end, an incentive was provided to the clients. The goals and objectives were to provide education and awareness to our target population about the importance of receiving this vaccine, to increase vaccination rates amongst this population by 10%, and to provide influenza vaccination beyond the traditional months, again, of October through December. In order to accomplish our goal, we needed a strong team. Our public health team was composed of SPA 3 and 4 staff, NACHO, Public Health Foundation Enterprises, or WIC, the Immunization Project, LA County Immunization Project, our CBO partners, and of course our community composed of the women and children. In utilizing the model, our assessment was that there are existing barriers for immunization vaccine to this population. Amongst them were lack of parental awareness, attitudes and behaviors in general about immunizations. And one of the big ones that we found was concerns about vaccine side effects for the pregnant woman and the baby, about safety. In LA County, we do have a lot of a large Hispanic population, and amongst this group, they do not believe in administering anything during pregnancy, so this group has been a challenge. Inconvenient in clinic hours was another barrier, and of course, in general, the access to influenza vaccination services. The assessment was that the percentage of vaccinated children and pregnant women remains below the CDC recommendations for ACAP, and so through existing partnerships, we envisioned this opportunity to reach out to this target population. The diagnosis, that women of childbearing age and their children have low vaccination rates. As we all know, immunizations is a key element in the prevention of influenza. However, adult immunization rates, the most recent statistics that I read were about 60%. So again, well below the healthy people 2010 goal of 90%. Influenza vaccination coverage among these children of 6 to 23 months was again 48.4%, and only 12% of pregnant women are being immunized. Now bear in mind, those statistics are nationwide statistics, so you can imagine that in LA County, those numbers are much lower. The overall outcome objective was that by March 15, 2007, we will have an increase of vaccination rates among this population by 10%. And that we will have a 50% increase of knowledge and awareness of the new ACIP recommendations about this vaccine. Also, that we will show an increase in awareness about the influenza vaccination season continuing beyond December, and that we will have a 10% increase of vaccinations administered. Educational material was created, printed, and distributed to six-week sites in SPA 3, and a health educational campaign was implemented. Over 30,000 pieces of education materials were distributed in multiple languages to all of our partner WIC sites. The public health nurses and clinic nurses advocated for clients by providing their health education and reinforcing receiving the vaccine past December. A total of 871 doses of influenza vaccines were administered. This reflected a 15% increase, well over the 10% increase established as our goal. This diagram, the graphs, represent the knowledge and awareness gained post-education. We administer a survey to the participants, and the questions that we asked were the following. Do you believe that it is important for yourself, for your children, or for the unborn child to receive the flu vaccine? You can tell by looking at the dark blue bar that there was a significant gain in knowledge and awareness post-education, ranging from 8.5 to 53.8%. And I think it's worth noting that 53.8% increase had to do with the baby, the unborn child, receiving this vaccine. The next two questions had to do with whether they believe that the flu vaccine is safe for infants and children, and if they believe that the flu vaccine was safe during pregnancy for the mother and baby. And again, by looking at the dark blue bar, you can tell there was a significant gain in knowledge from 15.2 to 33.8% increase. The last question had to do with whether or not they believe that the flu vaccine can be received after December. And again, you can tell that there was a significant knowledge gain in there too. Okay. So what did we learn? One of the things that we learned is that we should never promise our clients anything that we're not ready to deliver. In this case, our grant funds were not available until after the completion of the project due to unforeseen circumstances. So the incentives promised to the clients were not delivered in a timely manner, nor did we have the funds initially to create the materials that we envisioned targeting this specific population. We learned that 14-week project was a very short time frame to create and implement and launch a project like this. Consequently, we did not have formal orientation for all the projects that participated at the sites. There were different interpretations of duties, and one example of that is with the pre and post test. At some of the clinics, the pre and post test was given to all the clients that requested the vaccination. Our others, only the pre-test, and our others only the post-test. And yet, one of the last ones, they decided that they were going to abandon this practice completely because they were overwhelmed with the number of clients that requested this vaccine. Also, there was no standardization in clinics. Some of the clinics did have a clinic nurse along with the PHNs. Those clinics that had a clinic nurse on site were able to vaccinate all the pediatric patients on site. Those that didn't have one, even though they referred the patients to the local health center, most of the patients did not show up to the clinics. So we saw this as missed opportunities. Administering the vaccine beyond December was also a challenge. one of the reasons, or some of the reasons, were that some of these patients had received the vaccine early in the season from their private providers. Others felt that it was no longer effective. It was past December and a new year. Yet others demanded that they have this vaccine even though they had already been immunized because they thought it was a new vaccine and it would protect them more. The PHN comfort level in administering vaccines to children wasn't that high. This is primarily because traditionally in LA County, we have focused efforts in immunizing the high-risk populations, and traditionally it's been the elderly primarily. So they were not ready. We had a very short window of opportunity to target to a new group. For our evaluation, educational materials were created and distributed within the 6-week size in SPAD 3 in forms of posters, fact sheets in multiple languages. Over 12,000 pieces of educational materials were distributed, short of the 30,000 that we actually delivered to the sites. Over 500 vaccines were administered to the target population, 724 to be exact, and that was over our goal. At least one indicator shows above a 50% increase in knowledge and awareness of the new ACIP recommendations, and an increase of 15% in the number of vaccinations administered to this target population, again, well over our goal established of 10%. So what's coming next? Well, NACHO granted us a second year, and so that's something that we are already preparing. So it's now November, and we're launching this new campaign starting November. We'll end it up in April 2008. NACHO has agreed to provide upfront fees for startup costs, and the last I heard, our check is being processed. Is NACHO here? Thank you. And we hope that in the near future we can publish outcomes and best practices. I would like to thank and acknowledge our partners and collaborators. Thank you very much.